Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. It has never been wise for young people to marry outside their religious faith. If young people are truly committed to their beliefs, why should they marry someone who is not friendly toward their beliefs, or who is actually antagonistic toward them? The Old Testament strongly condemned the Israelites for marrying outside the chosen people. The truth of the matter is that King Solomon's downfall was directly related to his marrying women from among the pagan nations. The idolatrous practices of those heathen nations were brought into Israel through intermarriage with strange women. The book of 1 Kings makes these comments about King Solomon's foolish mistakes in marrying outside the nation of Israel. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "You shall not go in unto them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods." Solomon clung to these women in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. 1 Kings 11:1-4. But what if you find yourself married to an unbelieving husband? Do you put pressure on him through teaching or nagging to get him to go to the worship services with you or to be converted to New Testament Christianity? The Apostle Peter exhorted Christian wives, "Be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without a word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they," that is the husband, "behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear." 1 Peter 3:1-2. Obviously, Christian wives should respond to any questions the unbelieving husbands have concerning the Bible or the church. But they must not constantly nag their husbands about obeying the gospel. Constant nagging will surely embitter him against the church. There is a much better way of winning a husband to Christ, and that is living soberly, righteously, and godly before him. Peter used the word conversation, which in the Greek means manner of life or conduct. If Christian wives demonstrate by their lives what it means to be a genuine Christian, the husband will probably pay close attention and may turn from his unbelief to faithful service in the Lord's kingdom. He may not, and many husbands never do. But that is a better approach than pressuring the husband to become a Christian. How can a husband ignore a sweet, gentle, and a humble Christian wife? Peter mentioned that the husbands, they hold the chaste conversation of the wife coupled with fear. 1 Peter 3:2. The word "behold" literally means to be an overseer, to view very carefully. The husband has an opportunity every day to see how belief in Christ translates into behavior or conduct. He knows his wife is not being a hypocrite. She is genuine through and through. Her behavior is bound to make an impression for good on her husband. The word "chaste," hagnein in Greek, means moral purity in all areas of life, not just in sexual matters. That means she is pure in thought, in dress, in action. She never gives him any ground for suspecting she does not daily live for the Lord Jesus Christ. I suspect every gospel preacher in the world has baptized husbands who were pointed in the direction of Christ by the good life of their wives. Wives can convert their husbands to Christ by living for God. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.